Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 35, and the flute, my flute signifies the call to come to the podcast. Did you notice I kind of elongated the flute a little bit more, made it a little bit more long, elongated. And so that's that. I hope you enjoy it. And yeah, I think I'm kind of going to stick with that theme song. That's the theme song. I was getting a little bit, I wanted to experiment with other things. I may down the road. But right now, I'm sticking to the tried, the true, the simple, the brilliant call to worship to the podcast. I'm doing this on a Sunday, and I had a bagel and cream cheese with lox, tomato, and onions today. I got half of it last night, and I ate half of it today, and that's like from my childhood, you know, bagels and lox and cream cheese and tomatoes and onions. That was from my culture. That could be like a Sunday morning. It wasn't like an every Sunday, but we would have it on some Sundays. And so today it kind of brought back some kind of memories of my culture. And I don't know why I'm bringing it up, except for the fact that eating onions so early in the day has made me extremely thirsty. Which, when you do a podcast, you want to make sure that you have an element of thirst. A thirst so that while you're doing it, your mouth dries up in that oniony way that onions do to you. I'm sorry, I'm just rambling on here in the beginning, just trying to get warmed up to get into my little topics here, get into the topics, my topics of discussion that I have. I want to talk about the speculation of the new iPhone. I'm really kind of tired of seeing the news about this, like, you know, this whole speculation. Well, what's it going to be like? Will it be able to do this? Will it be able to do that? You know, I had one friend of mine told me that it's going to have a keyboard that will come out, a giant keyboard is going to come out of a cell phone. What would be the purpose of that? You got a cell phone with a giant keyboard. You're knocking somebody in the head with your giant keyboard. I don't know. I'm just tired of it. I mean, I do love my cell phone. Don't get me wrong. I'm in love with my cell phone. I don't sleep with it. I haven't gotten to that point yet. I've only had it since December, and we're still just dating. But I mean, I do enjoy it. It's fun. It's fine. It does a lot of things. You know, I hardly ever write with a pen anymore or a pencil. I take notes, and then I forward them to my email so I can have a backup. You know, it's just great. You know, and then anytime I want to know the weather, you know, wherever, boom, I hit it, and I got all these apps, these different apps. But I'm just, you know what? They're going to make it. It's going to make it thinner. The screen is going to be wider. It's going to be brighter. It's going to be lighter. It's going to be a fighter. It's going to be a paperback writer. I mean, it's just, unless they can come up with an app that solves world hunger or fixes the economy, then you know, something like that, then I'm, you know, I don't care. There's a million different things, and now it's at a point. Like, I'm kind of a devotee of Apple only because, you know, I drank the Kool-Aid. I've got an iPad too. I haven't messed around with it much yet, but, you know, I got that, and I got the Mac, which I record my podcast on, and I got the iPhone. I'm wearing iUnderwear, a little known product that they haven't publicized yet, and it comes with a jockstrap app. I'm sorry. That made me laugh. Sorry. I'm doing this. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm doing this just for myself. And I think, and in a way I am. but I'm also doing it for you, whoever's listening. So, so I just wanted to kind of go on record to say that I'm just kind of tired of all the speculation, you know, and it's, you know, Steve Jobs, you know, unfortunately he's gone. They say he was a genius. Again, I can't figure out what he just was like a facilitator. He didn't really invent anything. I mean, he kind of, I guess he would kind of say, hey, I would like it to do this or that, but he wasn't the engineer. And he was tyrannical. I've covered this before. I read a whole book on him, which he sanctioned, this book. He actually had this guy, I forget the guy's name, who wrote this book. I think it's Walter Isaacson. Great book, but, you know, he was kind of a tyrant. He was the kind of guy that would, you know, he'd have his team, like a team working on something, and they would work hard on a particular thing for him. And then they would hand it in, and he wouldn't even look at it and say, this is crap. I mean, like, come on. What, you know, these people went back, and they just, you know, they sat around and, you know, played video games for a couple of weeks, and then came back with the same thing. What, are they going to work hard? Oh, he said it was crap. He must know. He's got telepathy. He's got, you know, he's a psychic. No. All this to say that I am tired of the speculation of the new iPhone. And they're always going to come out with new iPhones, right? And it's just like what used to be like the speculation of a new artist coming out with like an album, and now it's transferred to this phone. You know? Yeah. All right. I think I've ranted and raved enough about that. Here's another customer service experience. I ordered a product over the phone this week. Went to their website. Doesn't matter what the product is. Doesn't matter. You don't have to know. You don't have to know what the product is. Okay? Stop being so nosy. Sorry. That was the onions talking. So I ordered this product. I called to order this product, and I get an Indian sounding, a man with an Indian accent. You know, I don't like to do the typical Indian jokes about, you know, these, you know, Indian customer service people. And I had a feeling he wasn't in India. There was something about the sound of the line that made me think that he was actually in the good old US of A. And he was, and he is, or he, I don't know if he is right now. He might have gone to India or someplace else. But a couple of days ago when I called, on Friday, he was in Kansas. I think Kansas City, or just the state of Kansas. And because I did ask him, I said, where are you located? And he says, Kansas. I'm not going to even try to do an Indian accent. I don't think I do a very good Indian accent. I don't want to. Okay, I'll do an Indian accent. See, it doesn't do. Okay, I mean, I'll try. I'll do an approximation of one because it might help the story. Yeah, it will help the story, I think. So he says, I'm in Kansas. Okay. He sounds like he's asking a question. I'm in Kansas. Am I in Kansas? And I said, okay, cool, no problem. There's no problems here. I have nothing against anybody from Kansas or India, for that matter. So let's get down to ordering this thing I want to order. And now the problem with this situation, now part of it might have been I was on my cell phone and the reception, but it just seemed like, I don't know, like the guy says, he asked me my name. So I go, my name is Al Berman. And then he, you know, and he repeats back, that's La Berman? La? L-A? And I go, I mean, how did he come up with La Berman? I mean, I've never met anybody named La. Unless you're in history, didn't they have people like La, La, blah, 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 you know? But that wasn't like, they didn't have like, that was their title. Or the nickname, but did he think my name was really La? That my parents said, well, let's name this guy La. And I said, no, I'm not La. My name is Al, A-L. He had it backwards. Oh, okay. And then I tell him my address. And I tell him I'm in North Hollywood. You know, I give him the street number. You know, 429, blah, blah, blah. And where I'm on Ring Road. And then I go, North Hollywood. And he goes, North Hollywood is a city? Yes, North Hollywood is a city. Yes, you are amazing. I mean, I'm giving you the street address, and now I give you this, and I tell you North Hollywood, and you just surmise it was a city. You're a freaking genius. So then, and then he tells me it should arrive in 3 days. And I ask him, you mean 3 business days? And he goes, yes, 3 business days, it should arrive. Now, this was Friday. And he goes, if you don't get it in 3 days, call me. I said, so, like, if I don't get it by Wednesday? No, it should be there by Monday. It should be there by Monday. It's Friday. Usually they don't count the day you order, but say they do count the day you order, Monday would be the 2nd business day, right? I'm confused. Anyway, we'll see what happens. And see what happens if I get it, and if I get it in time, or if I don't get it in time. You know, I was perfectly willing to have it come Wednesday or Thursday. I don't care. You know, it's coming from Kansas. You know, calm down there, mister. La Berman gives you a pass. Maybe that's what I should call myself. Welcome to La Berman Live. La Berman Live from a studio apartment. It sounds like a very, very Espanol kind of name. La Berman. Hello, my name is La Berman. But people call me La Bermanito. La Bermano. La Bermanuno. La Bermuno. All right, enough of that. I don't know if it's just me. I feel like this could be like a Seinfeld bit. I don't know if it's just me, but I don't know what to do anymore with photographs, the physical photographs, because in this digital age, everything's digital. I don't know, like a friend of mine, he went on vacation, and he was in India. See how this ties in? He was in front of the Taj Mahal, and he sent me a picture of himself in front of the Taj Mahal, and a physical picture. And now I have it, and I don't know what to do with it. It keeps, like, I put it, like, with my bills. And then I put it, you know, over, and then I, you know, pay my bills, and then I, you know, I just don't know where do you do it? And I was actually, the other day, I was actually thinking about just tossing it. Like, I mean, what am I going to, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to keep, am I going to look at it again? Like, and go, oh, there's my friend in front of the Taj Mahal. It reminds me of the day that I got this and was thinking, where am I going to put this? So I don't know if anybody else out there is even getting physical photographs anymore. My friend, you know, he's not the most technological guy. He's actually under me when it comes to technology. Not under me, like in a, I won't even go there. But anyway, I think I'm ahead of him technologically, at least in the last few months. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. My voice cracked. I don't know what to do. Okay. And this week I had a situation in my apartment where there was a spider, you know, and you know, I just don't like spiders or bugs or anything like that. I like to live in I like my spiders and my bugs to be outside. I like them to be outside my home, and I like to be in here without spiderless and bugless. But you know, spider came in, was on my ceiling. And, which is funny because the spider's on the ceiling. So he's walking upside down, which means, you know, spiders can walk upside down and it doesn't really bother them. They can walk, you know, either way, any way they want. And so I was just kind of looking at the spider because it was on the ceiling and I was just watching it. And it was fascinating to watch because, you know, first it was just kind of walking, you know, kind of slowly, just a little slowly. And then it started to pick up like some kind of pace, and it looked like it had a purpose, like it was trying to go, like find something or go somewhere, you know, because it would go to the right, you know, like a few spots, and then when they go, oh no, no, and then we'll go to the left, you know, and I'm like, oh, where? What are you looking for? You looking for your web? You looking for somebody's web? Another web? Somebody's web address? See the internet? Spiders? Web? I didn't understand. You know, I couldn't ask the spider because if I did, the spider would not answer me, at least in a language that I understood. It might have answered me, but maybe I wouldn't have heard it, you know. And I'm not one of these kind of people that's, I'll kill anything. I don't want to kill humans, but I'll kill bugs and spiders. I don't care. And so, but it was too high up. And so, I had this can of Raid that when the guys put the air conditioner in and a Hornet or Wasp came in and they brought that in from the storage bin, they left it here. And, so I had it here for that day. And it said on the thing, on the can, for Hornets and Wasps, and I was thinking, wow, it doesn't say spiders. Maybe it's not going to work on spiders. And then I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, this is Raid. What is it? Like, you're going to hit the spider, and because it's for Hornets and Wasps, the spider is going to stand there with its hands on its hips, like Superman deflecting bullets. So I took a chance because I'm a gambler. I'm a gambler when it comes to these kind of things. That's the kind of guy I am. And so I got that can of Raid, and I shot it at the spider, and he went, or she, like, boom, instantly went somewhere. I don't know where they went. It's probably around here somewhere. But I have not seen nor heard from him or her since. So I'm assuming that it did the job, and I do apologize to the spider for having to do that, but I just will not tolerate spiders in my home. Okay? I mean, all right? Are we square? In case any spiders are listening? Spiders might be listening. They might be going, do you hear that? He won't tolerate anything. He's killed one of us. Let's get out of here. We'll just sneak out the door, under the door. Try not to. He's doing the podcast. Try to go around so he doesn't see us or hear us. All right, so no spiders. No more spiders. And then the other day I was talking to this friend of mine. I was telling him that I was going to hire somebody to come in here and clean my house, because that's what I do. I have my friend, actually my friend Chris does it now. He's very good. And I pay him. And that's that. And so this guy said to me, he goes, why don't you hire one of those topless cleaning places? They got these places where you can have a woman come over, and she will come over and she will clean your house topless. Now, I have to admit, I've already looked into that matter, not because I was seriously considering doing it, because I really wasn't, but I was kind of curious as to what it cost. And I think it was like $150 or $200 for like a couple, 3 hours. Of course, they let you know there's no hanky-panky going on when she comes over to clean. But I bet you when she gets done scrubbing the tiles, if you got tiles, that you can get her to scrub something else for the right price. I'm just speculating here. I don't know. But I was telling my, I said, I don't really understand the idea of topless cleaning, because I want my house, I want it cleaned. I don't need to be sexually turned on while somebody is scrubbing the place down or vacuuming or whatever. I mean, I just want it to be, I want it to be clean. I want it to be, have that clean feeling, that clean look. Cleanliness, is next to godliness. And so I said, I like to keep my topless and my cleaning separate, okay? Just like when I was drinking alcohol, which I no longer do, I never would mix my alcohol with any kind of dessert, any kind of cake. I never understood that, rum-soaked cake, No. Cake and alcohol should be separate, And I suspect that the way that came about, the first time somebody came up with putting alcohol and cake together, with some guy or woman, but probably a guy, had some kind of drinking issue, some drinking problem, and to hide it from his family, his wife, he put it in some cake. He put a bunch in his cake, so he's like, look, honey, I'm not drinking, I'm just eating this delicious cake, this delicious pound cake, it's fantastic. So like I said, I like to keep my topless and my cleaning separate, just like I like to keep my my cake and my alcohol separate. Although, like I said, I don't drink alcohol anymore. I am alcohol-free, and that's that. And you can take that to the alcohol-free bank. Okay. And last but not least, I want to talk about a meeting I had a couple months ago. I ran into a girl I know from comedy. I haven't seen her in quite some time. And she had coincidentally had both of her hair. What's going on with me today? Both of her hips replaced a few years ago by the exact same doctor that I'm going to be using. And so it was just like, you know, like this great, you know, coincidence, this great synchronicity. And it was like fantastic. And she was so excited that I was doing this. She goes, "Oh my God, you know, you're going to be so happy when this, you do this and it's done and blah, blah, blah. And I'll help you out, you know, and I'll give you, you know, if you have any questions, here's my card, call me." And I was like, "Okay, cool. Thank you so much, you know?" And then she kept saying, and then tell the doctor I said hi, okay? You tell him you know me. You know, okay, well, you tell him you know me, okay? I said, okay. And so then I waited. I don't know. I waited like about 2 weeks, I think. I didn't like wait on purpose. It just kind of worked out that way that I saw her card and then I put her number into my phone and I called her. And then she called me back and we had this nice conversation where she was telling me about the procedure and the before and the after and then this and the that and the blah, 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 blah. And I think at some point during the conversation, we got cut off and then she texted me saying that her battery went dead and that if I have any other questions that I should get in touch with her. And I was like, great, sure. And so I called her again maybe a week or so later. And I think we did like maybe like a phone, phone tag type thing. We just left messages. And then I had this very specific question to ask her one day. And I called her and got her voicemail. And I didn't hear back from her for about two days or so. And which is fine. People get busy. It wasn't like this wasn't an emergency. I'm not judging her. But I will be judging her in a second. See? And so about, I think on the third day, I get this voicemail message from her where she apologizes for not getting in touch with me sooner. But that the fact of the matter is, she says, she's not really that good on the phone. She's not really that good on the phone. I'm thinking, what does that mean you're not good on the phone? Well, I mean, I'm not asking you to perform anything. I'm not asking you to do like to sing Guantanamera. Is that the song? Or The Shadow of Your Smile. I'm not asking you to do anything on the phone except, you know, answer this one question. You did give me your card with your phone number. You said if I have any other questions to ask you. But now you should put on your card. Call, but I'm not really that good on the phone. You know, or maybe I should have gotten in touch with her on Carrier Pigeon or through telepathy. I don't know. So, but she did assure me that she would, that listen, don't worry, I will be there for you during the surgery, when you have your surgery, I'll be there. Which I guess, maybe, but I don't know. How am I supposed to get, like, again, is this going to be, should I just, you know, send up smoke signals to get in touch with her? Because she's not good on the phone. I don't know. And then she she kind of ended the voicemail message by saying, "And don't forget to say hi to the doctor. Don't forget to say that I said hi." And I'm like, going, okay, I'll say, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, what exactly am I accomplishing by, I mean, if it comes up, I guess, but I don't see where he's going to put the scalpel down and go, "Holy mackerel, I didn't know you know her. Hold on. Let's give this guy a discount on his surgery." You know, so anyway, that's that, folks. That is that, and that is that. Okay. So, alrighty. I have come to the end of another lovely podcast. I, you know, it's pushing 90 degrees out here today, and I didn't I had my air conditioner on all day, and so the room was nice and cool. And then it's so loud. This air conditioner is so loud that other air conditioners complain about it. Okay, but I may experiment at some point if it's like too hot. Like right now, it's not too bad. I've been doing this for about 25 minutes, and you know, the room was cooled off enough so that I was able to get through. I was concerned because it was pretty loud, and I didn't know if it was going to work. And I wasn't really in the mood to experiment. Okay? Plus, it was pretty cold at that point. So anyway, I want to thank everybody who listens to my podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Still trying to figure out the iTunes story, but I put a call into this woman who said she would help me. I haven't heard back from her yet. We'll see what happens. I know we'll figure this out. I know it's a simple answer to a simple question, or a complicated answer to a simple question, or a complicated, whatever. Anyway, until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.